sweet truck. And then they had tiny berries trees and sycamore trees for shade.
Did your mother stay pretty much on the farm?
After my father died in 1914, she went ahead with the farm and stayed on there for a long, long time after he passed away in 1914.
Because all the work, even though you stayed around the house, you were busy
getting all the work done.
About your mother, how far
in
school did she go?
She went about the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm. About the same as
your father. Mm-hmm. Something
like that.
Uh-huh.
What about your grandparents?
Do
you remember how far in school they went?
No, I don't remember how far they went, but my grandfather had a good education. So far as, long years ago, they didn't have but two of the blueback speller and then arithmetic, and he was real good. I mean, he learned a lot. He had a good education so far as figuring and doing things like that, you know. And my father did too. But they learned it mostly themselves,
mm-hmm.
Not in school, because they learned to read and write, and so they just naturally learned it, I guess, through experience.
Mm-hmm. Your grandparents, when were they born? They
would
have been born around
them. Well, I can't remember that now when they were born, but they came to this. My grandfather came from Telford County over here, on my father's side, and he married my grandmother, and they homesteaded 40 acres, and we still have the old deed that he got with the beeswax, you know, seal that he got there. And at that time, that's what they did. They would let you homestead 40 acres. And so each one of them homesteaded 40 acres apiece, which gave them 80 acres. And then they just went to work and accumulated enough. At that time, I think that you could buy land for 25 cents an acre. And so they, when he died, why they owned a good bit of land. He was the father of about 15 children, because he married twice, and he gave each one of his children so much land, you know. Maybe the boys, he gave them a half a lot, and the girls, not quite that much, maybe 150 acres, something like that. But he gave them all and gave them stock, you know, to start off by housekeeping.
You said that they both homesteaded 40 acres, your grandmother and your grandfather?
Yeah.
In other words, she could go down and homestead 40 acres?
Yeah, she could homestead 40 acres, and he could homestead 40 acres.
Now, how did the homestead work after?
No, that was theirs when they got that through the state somehow or another. The state gave the deeds, you see, and they would let each one homestead 40 acres.